The Lord Jesus has a personal number. He has a direct line number. And maybe you're wondering what the number is. It's very easy to remember. Just three digits. 2-2-1. Because we're speaking tonight about Acts chapter 2, verse 21. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Friends, there's that lovely word call. And every one of us, every day, we have got calls to make on the phone and calls to take. But I want to talk to you tonight, and if you can just have your attention for the remaining moments of the service, and I want to talk to you tonight about the telephone number of the Lord Jesus and that it's possible to call him, as it were. We could give it another title, I suppose, tonight if you want. Heaven's telephone number or heaven's landline. Different ways we could put it. But the wonderful truth is we can call on the Lord Jesus tonight. Peter here preached these words, not in a church building, not in a beautiful sanctuary like this, but of course in Acts chapter 2, Peter was out in the open air. He had to be, because 3,000 people were converted to Christ. Now, don't think you'd have got 3,000 people in the upper room. Don't think. I think that would have been a wee bit cramped. So obviously this was out in the open air. I don't know whether Peter came down from the upper room and went outside with the other disciples, or whether he stood and sort of looked out from a window or a sort of a balcony and preached this great sermon. But it was an open air sermon. This was street preaching. And you know my thoughts on street preaching, and the more street preaching, the better. And the more we're outside the four walls of the church, the better. You notice that first word, whosoever. Whosoever. You see, anybody can use this telephone service. Absolutely anybody. There is no restriction on those who can call the Lord Jesus. There's no limit to those who can cry out to him. Anyone and everyone can use this heavenly communication line. Every one of you tonight in the church can use this telephone line tonight to the right hand of God. And I can use it too. And everybody in new buildings tonight can use it. Oh, thank God that this is something that's totally unlimited, totally unrestricted. It's open to everyone and anyone. And you know there's no limit as to how long or short you can stay in the line. Because it's absolutely free. Unlimited. There's a lot of talk today about unlimited broadband. Or unlimited text messages on your phone. Whatever kind of a contract you have, maybe you've got unlimited texts. If you've got the bus pass, unlimited bus travel. Or if you go out to some of these restaurants, you can eat all you can. It's basically pay a set price and you just eat all you can, as much as you like. Unlimited. All these things are unlimited. They're unrestricted. But isn't it lovely, folks, to think tonight about this telephone service to the Lord Jesus, this telephone line right into the throne of grace tonight, where he sits, waiting to hear our voice, waiting to hear your voice, and it's for the whosoever. If you're a child of God, you can cry out to him tonight. Whether you've been saved for a week or saved for 50 years, it's all the same. I want to say Jesus has no favorites. No, all his children are precious to him. Young or old, black or white, rich or poor, whoever they are, he has an ear for every one of them. And he has an ear for you tonight. He has an ear for me. But if you're not saved, then this glorious invitation also goes out to you, whosoever. Because maybe you're here tonight, or maybe there is someone listening on the internet, and you say, yes, this is for other people, but I have crossed the line, I've gone too far, so this whosoever doesn't apply to me, it's too late, I'm too bad. What I want to say tonight, I want to bring you comfort tonight. This message is for you. Yes, it is for you. I love to hear people say that they're too bad for Christ. My heart jumps for joy when I hear a person say they think that they're too sinful to be saved. Because that's a sure sign that they are exactly the candidate that the Lord Jesus bled and died for. They're exactly the person, down to a T, they're the person, they're the soul that he gave up the ghost on Calvary for and bowed his head and yielded up his life willingly, just by choice. No man took his life from him. He himself chose the exact second and the exact way that he would die for sinners. And he died for the very worst. I tell you, the people that I despair of are the people who think that they are too good to be saved. For that person, there's no hope. If I can put it like this, for that person, heaven's line is engaged. The telephone, or you could go even further and you could say that the telephone line is down. There's no direct line to the Lord Jesus tonight for the person who thinks they don't need him. For the person who trusts in their own righteousness. And all, you know, you hear these people say that they're, I'm not so bad. I'm better than so-and-so, or I'm better than so-and-so. And they're comparing themselves with others. And they talk about all the things they do. And folks, you know, all they're doing is heaping up a pile of filthy rags. And I wouldn't like to be in their shoes when they stand before the Lord Jesus and say, Jesus, here it is, pile of filthy rags. Surely that'll get me into heaven. But for the person who feels their sinfulness, the person who says with Peter, depart from me, O Lord, for I am a sinful man. There's open access and free access to the Lord Jesus. He's just waiting to hear the heavenly telephone ring, to pick it up and to answer their call. Yes, praise God for whosoever. You know, folks, this year, I'm sure you've heard, this is the 70th anniversary of the National Health Service, and boy, we ought to be so thankful to the Lord for it. I know we're good at complaining, and I know it doesn't always just go like clockwork, but I tell you, doctors and nurses, they're doing their level best, they're working overtime. And really, compared to other countries, we are so blessed. But of course, the NHS is free at the point of service for everyone, isn't it? Nobody will be turned away. Whosoever will may come. I'm glad tonight that when a sinner calls heaven's accident and emergency, that they will not be turned away. I'm glad when they arrive at heaven's ER room, that they will be accepted and welcomed in and given the spiritual treatment that they need. the healing, the spiritual healing that they so desperately need. Oh, this gospel is for the whosoever. It's for everyone. It's not for a select few. No, it's for everyone. It's for all who will have it. It's for all of us, for whosoever. Now let's move on. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, Peter said. Think about those 8 words, shall call on the name of the Lord. It's so simple, so uncomplicated. For a person to be saved, it's as simple as can be. It's so simple that a little child can understand it. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord. We're talking here just about prayer. And prayer is oh so simple. Sometimes we believers who have been saved for years, we complicate the matter, don't we? We tie ourselves up in knots when it comes to prayer. But then the little children, they utter their few words and put us to shame. But here is this uncomplicated invitation. Whosoever shall call. Peter didn't say, whosoever shall keep the 10 commandments. Whosoever shall keep the golden rule. Peter's not asking here for those Jews on the day of Pentecost to do spiritual gymnastics. No, he's saying, if you'll only call the heavenly telephone number, if you'll only call the direct line of the Lord Jesus, call his private number, he's waiting to save you. Yes, you people, you Jews who crucified him, you people who murdered him. We too have murdered the Lord Jesus. We're murderers. It was our sins that put him on the cross. I get very annoyed, you know, whenever I hear people blaming the Jews for the death of Christ. It's just anti-Semitism. That's all it is. And sad to say, there's those who would say they're Christians and they hate the Jews because they say, well, they murdered Jesus. Well, I would love to just to say to them, we have all murdered Jesus. Jews and Gentiles, every one of us, we're guilty. But the wonder of the gospel is that even though we are guilty of his innocent blood, it was actually for us guilty, miserable sinners, depraved wretches that he died. And he died for everyone in this building tonight. He died for everyone outside the building tonight. And see, that's why we're putting these verses on the outside of the window. We want people out there to know that he died for them, and that if they will only call on him, they can be saved. You know, this is like dialing 999, isn't it? Really, folks, what we're talking about tonight, when it comes to a person being saved, it's an emergency. It's taking your spiritual telephone and dialing, spiritually speaking, the emergency number. And you know, for any poor sinner who wants to leave the broad road and get onto the narrow road, they won't have to wait when they ring that number. When they ring heaven's emergency number, there's no waiting. You'll not hear music being played for about 15 minutes. Does anybody else get annoyed about that? You ring some call centre and you're on the phone for about 15 minutes listening to Mozart. Well, that'll not be the case whenever you cry out to the Lord Jesus. He'll answer right away. I don't know whether you heard during the week. Not sure what radio program it was, but I heard there was apparently some lady had rung the the emergency number, 999, and she waited for 12 minutes before she got an answer. 12 minutes. That'll not happen when a poor sinner rings heaven's emergency number. No, the Lord will be there. The Lord is waiting for their call. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord. When we read the pages of Scripture, we find different people who called. The leper called out to the Lord. You remember in Mark chapter 1, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, in his own stupendous way, reached out his hand and touched him and said, I will be thou clean. The call was answered right away. Bartimaeus, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And Bartimaeus was saved and changed. And he was glad that he dialed 999, as it were. He was glad that he called out to the Lord. Oh, how could we forget tonight about the dying thief? Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Short prayer. He didn't shorten the winter with his prayer. You know how some folks, when they start to pray, it really does shorten the winter. Not the dying thief, just a few words. I'm sure he struggled to get them out. I mean, here's a man on the cross. He's gasping for breath. He's bleeding to death. He's in excruciating pain. He's choking. But yet he says, he stammers out, he stutters out, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He called Jesus' personal number. And Jesus answered right away, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. No purgatory there. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord. You could say that the name of the Lord is like a kind of password or a passcode to salvation. The name of the Lord Jesus is the passcode for eternal life. You know how you've got to put the passcode in every time you unlock your phone? Or if you into your computer, James knows all about the passcode there for the laptop. You don't know the passcode, you ain't getting into the computer. If you don't know the password, you're not getting your phone unlocked. If you come any other way but by the Lord Jesus, you'll never be saved, for neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. Let me come to a finish. The last three words in this verse. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall be saved. Oh, this is a promise that is unlimited. It's a promise that's uncomplicated. It's a promise, praise God, that's unbreakable. Unbreakable, shall be saved. There's no doubt about it. Peter here is giving a cast iron guarantee that if a person calls on the name of the Lord, whoever they be, they shall be saved. You see, Peter, he's just the wee messenger boy, just like I'm the wee messenger boy tonight. Just passing on the message. This is the promise that our King has for you in Jerusalem today. And this is the promise that my King has for you, good folk in new buildings tonight. My Lord assures you that you'll be saved. This is a cast iron guarantee. This is something that you can depend on. Peter didn't say, you might be saved if you work up enough emotion. If you pray for long enough and if you get through to the Lord, you will be saved. There was none of that kind of nonsense. You see, it's the Lord's unbreakable promise to every sinner. This is not the words of a politician before an election. You know how politicians before an election, they will promise you the world. Oh, all the promises of the day go into the manifesto. Don't hold your breath waiting for them to keep their manifesto promises. No, this is not a politician here that gives this promise. It's not a car salesman trying to make a sales pitch. No, this is the Lord Jesus. Behind Peter, the messenger, the boy, the wee postman, you have the wonderful Lord Jesus saying, whosoever shall call upon my name shall be saved. Folks, as we finish, remember that Peter has personal experience of this promise. Because one dark night on the Sea of Galilee, he found himself sinking down into its depths. And what did Peter do? He called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me! Again, a very short prayer. But whenever you feel that you're about to drop into hell, you'll not have time for long prayers. Boy, you'll keep the prayer to a minimum. Lord, save me. And what do we read? The Lord Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter and lifted him up. So I think that Peter can vouch for this promise. I can just imagine Peter standing on the day of Pentecost telling the people, do you know what happened to me on the Sea of Galilee? So I can just imagine Peter assuring the people that this promise holds water. If you call out to him, he really will save you. I was sinking, but Jesus saved me. We're going to turn to a hymn that speaks of that. 374. Would you please either turn in your hymn book or look up at the screen? It's 374. I was sinking deep in sin, sinking to rise no more. Overwhelmed by guilt within, mercy I did implore. Then the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. Christ my Saviour lifted me. Now safe am I. 374. And let's sing three verses, please.